Hi, this is Joe Castellano at AT&T Park in San Francisco. Welcome to bonus coverage, interviews with Giants players here at the ballpark. Today we catch up with Matt Cain. He had his rehab start in Richmond on Tuesday, getting ready for another one in Sacramento. Here's what he had to say. Matt, you went to Richmond, threw some innings there. Tell us about the rehab and how excited were you to get out there and get through that okay?
It was nice. It was nice to get back out there and have some good fans out in Richmond and then and get back into competition. I'd thrown a couple of live BPs and threw one time down and extended in Arizona, so it was nice to get back out there and feel like it was a normal game situation.
You know, there could be a lot of frustration coming back from an injury, but how much do you embrace that? You're talking about the fans getting into it, even the young players down there, you know, trying to glean some information from you.
It was good. It was nice. It was nice to be able to see them, some of those guys, some of our young studs down there throwing the, in bullpens and then just being around the guys. It definitely took you back a couple years, which was nice for me, but it was good. It was good both ways. It was nice to be able to talk to those guys, maybe give them a little bit of pointers and just see the fun that they had going out there and playing.
You know, when I was talking to Dave Greshner, the trainer, he was saying it's hard with guys like you who really want to be out there. I mean, you're dying to get back on the mound. How much do you have to really guard against being overzealous and anything that you do because you want to make sure you come back at the right moment?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hard part is not wanting to rush it. But I know that I've got to go out there and get to a certain point with pitches and innings to be able to go back out there and help these guys and, not put any pressure on the bullpen. So I know where I need to be pitch count-wise and innings-wise to not have to worry about that.
How much of it is, just strengthening your arm? How much of it has not been baseball related to get back in shape here?
Yeah, I mean, some of it has been a mental hurdle for me, going to get through some of the achiness and the soreness. But, that's part of the rehab. And talking to some guys that have gone through the same situation, it's been good to lean on those guys.
After you get through an inning, is that important because then you can kind of just let it go?
Yeah, it is. The first inning and maybe even through a bullpen session is always a positive. Getting through that adrenaline and getting it going has been good.
What have you been doing when you're around this team? I mean, you're a cheerleader, but what do you try to do along the way? Especially with a guy like Chris Heston, he threw that no-hitter. Have you been able to help him out a little bit?
He's been doing his thing. I've been picking his brain a little bit, how he throws his two-seamer, maybe some of his off-speed stuff. But, picking his brain on that, but he's been, doing the same on the other end, just asking maybe, what to do and how to react to some of the media afterwards. And biggest thing is just try not to get him too overwhelmed with it. He's got to go out there and throw again in a couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, you threw the perfect game. You know what it's like. How was it watching it? I heard that you had a chance to look at it on the iPad that Mac Williamson had for you after you came out of the game?
Yeah, we were watching that after the game up in the clubhouse, and then we ended up turning it on the TV they had. So it was cool to be able to sit there and watch it. Sad I wouldn't be able to be there and enjoy it with him, but, it was definitely exciting. And when watching him on TV, it was fun because his ball was going everywhere.
Could you reflect a little bit on what it was like when you get to the eighth, ninth inning, when you had your perfect game? What's going on inside your body?
You're just really at that time, you're locked in. You're not thinking about anything else except for going out there and throwing good pitches and finding ways to get guys out.
It was funny when he finished it. It's almost like he didn't know what to do. I mean, the ball's tossed to him. He drops it. He had no idea, it seemed like.
Yeah, and that's the best part. It was priceless. He had a priceless reaction, and that was what it was.
And next step for you, Matt, what, AAA Sacramento, what do you want to accomplish there?
Yeah, going up there, I think just keep getting my pitch count higher, going out there and having a good outing, and getting my breaking ball stuff working.
All right, Matt, hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Matt Cain of the Giants working his way back to San Francisco on rehab. Join us again for more interviews and bonus coverage here on thesportsvirus.com. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening.